Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Cellular Wisdom Decoded. I'm Sandy Rakowitz with the lovelies Eleanor Silverstein and Linda Tellington Jones. And this is our fourth of four classes on Sunday, October 25th, 2020. And we are excited, you may have seen, we are extending the Live with Linda on Tuesdays through the end of December. Ooh, yay. So today we are continuing that journey of decoding cellular wisdom, of deepening into that process and looking at what we've been gathering over these months as we have gone deeply, more and more deeply into this decoding process of really looking at and being with the divine intelligence in every cell in our body and what that means for each of us and what that has brought to your helping yourself and through tea touches. We know that it's a lot. So we're looking forward to today. We have some interesting and beautiful things again to bring forward. And without further ado, here is Linda.
Let us just take a deep breath and smile and put our hands either on our heart chakra or on this wonderful abdomen, whichever you feel drawn to. And close our eyes. And in the gentle way we have been doing, just make our spiral circle in whichever preferred direction today. And with our breath, make these very gentle heart hugs and send this deep awareness and appreciation of this vehicle that houses our soul. Send this into these cells, into the body, into just flood your body with gratitude, with appreciation, with a smile. And see where it goes. Imagine that it's just like, and imagine the color that you're sending in with each heart hug. And see where it goes. Just imagine that you can send to the parts of the body that are waiting for your appreciation, for your love. And send with a smile and feel the trust, just that really send trust and respect that I see you, my part of the body that wants this color, this light in me. And explore. Move back and forth. Actually, if you were on the heart chakra, go to that beautiful core. Down to the whole beautiful belly area. And let us celebrate this. Celebrate this connection, this base of our vagus tree system. Feel that and smile. And send this feeling back from the inside. Just let's feel the spine and just imagine that you're flooding your body from the inside with light and choose a color you want to send there. The inside of that whole beautiful vertebral column. See that, imagine that. And just hello, hello in here. Send it to your first to the left hip joint. The light, feel it, and then the right. And then see where your hands want to go and send the appreciation down both legs to your knees. Send the light and again, send the color like you have a paintbrush in your hand and you're just like giving light to the knees. And then take it down the calves, down your legs, to the ankles. And move your feet a little bit. Just pick your heels up and move it so you appreciate that ankle. And then spread it out into your feet, these amazing feet that carry us as they do. Whoa, into the toes and spread your toes like you're feeling the earth. And imagine that you're standing either in grass or sand or something really lovely that you would like to feel, possibly on the shore. Like you're in water, and spread your toes and feel them. And as you spread your toes, just in your chair, rotate and bring that light up through your body, all the way up into both shoulders and move your shoulders and your jaw. Let's move your neck and feel the light spread throughout your body. And take it up into your skull and just light up all the interior parts of your skull and send that light through your hair. And if you don't have hair in that place, send it where it used to be and feel that and move it and just imagine that feeling. As you're doing that, just moving these spiral circles on your core. And gently move in your chair, move your pelvis and just and sit quietly now and just take a look where else the light would like to go. And move that part of the body gently. Like there's water flowing in your cells. And imagine this connection, this communication as you gently move in your seats. And celebrate that movement. Just make these gentle figure eights from the pelvis. feel downward through your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, feet, and toes. Feel again the earth, and then come back up the other way. Feel the ribs celebrate. And let's feel this muscle, this diaphragm. Whoa, picture that as we saw it. The drawing, just picture that muscle working. And fill in this beautiful vagus system tree that I love to see. And feel, move your shoulder blades. Feel that. And then your neck. And just gently in the ways that a celebration of the neck. And if there's limitation, go a little short of where you can, ideally, and absolutely give thanks for the fact, whatever amount you can move, give thanks for that. And smile at it. Stretch your lips. And take one hand and just go very gently on the outline of your body. Just imagining this is the outline of this amazing vessel that contains these 100 trillion cells, all in communication in ways that we can't even imagine. And just consider what is it that is orchestrating this 200,000 known functions in every cell? What's the orchestration? And connect with that. And now again, continue the spiral, basic 1 1/4 circles, and know that that is our key. That is our entrance to consciously connect with that divine spark that is at the heart of every cell and orchestrates this amazing being that we are behind the curtain, so to speak. And just realize that this decoding that we have been doing, it's like we can open these curtains, go backstage, and feel the light, connect with that light. And now open your eyes and look down at yourself. And give thanks. Wow. Here I am. And anything that doesn't work quite as well as maybe it used to or you'd like it to, we can connect. We can connect with these basic spiral, beautiful spiral that's in all of nature. We can connect and activate, support that remarkable capacity for our body to take care of itself. Just bringing the light into the cells, shifting the molecular vibration in this human body. Let's open our eyes and look here. We are representing all around the world here, many, many parts of the world. And for those who aren't here with us, who are out in other farthest parts, we're here. They're here in spirit with us. And breathe and smile. And I want to read to you. I always am looking for an inspiration. What is it that over all these years that I've been getting, starting in the 80s? And this is a piece that came to me in 1991. And I was in Australia, and the comment before I wrote this is, the sun bursts over the hills of Crystal Waters Village. This is west of Brisbane, Australia. The kangaroos bounce across my path, startled by a cacophony of sound from a flock of galahs awakening in a ghost gum tree. And this is what came into my journal. The sun rises over the forest wall, and I think of the times, I wasn't here at all, to see the splendor, the warmth of her fire permeating my bones, dispelling the feeling of being alone. How can we feel alone knowing the splendor of this magnificent globe, representing the light, the divine essence, which we all are? Funny how far we can drift from that thought. Failure to remember has wrought wars and fears over the years. We must now recall the light is our core. It doesn't take more to shift our perspective in the darkest of times. Just remember these lines. The sun is the light reflected in us. We're all really one, so why all the fuss? Remember our source. That's all that it takes to change life's meaning and shake us awake. And I believe that this coronavirus is the opportunity to shake us awake, to go inside and remember who we are and remember our connection with all that is. And that's this concept of decoding. And this man, Sri Chinmoy, had what he called the ever awakening dream starting in the 80s. He had a dream of having a world oneness. And he started the concept of carrying this torch. These are children called, this is in the ever blossoming global torch relay for world peace since 1987. And I connected that with that in Australia at the One Earth Gathering. It's about 85. And then, as some of you know, I received this. This is the Torchbearer Award, which I received for the in Vienna last year in March. And it was for this body of work, connecting, bringing a peaceful way of respecting and connecting with and representing animals in our lives. And this concept of being a part of one with nature and the connecting with the trees that we do, and being able to recognize in ourselves that connection, that oneness to all that is. Perhaps you remember this basic 1984 when we did our first study on the mind, using the mind mirror to find out if indeed with these 1 1/4 basic circles, we were activating this both hemispheres in beta, alpha, theta, and delta. That was the work of Maxwell Cade originally, and Anna Wise went on for 25 years following this. And you can still Google Anna Wise and you will see that. And what is really interesting with the mind mirror that measures now both hemispheres is the form has changed slightly. And it's more a round figure. If you've looked at the, what you have all of you seen is that like beta in both hemispheres, beta brainwaves in left and right, big theta, alpha, and delta. And now it's more round, and it represents now the shifting that we're doing, this shifting to a higher vibration. And many of you, I'm certain, have been recognizing that we've been in this third dimension where there is such a state of separation, and that we went through the fourth dimension. There is, I didn't until recently, I thought, wait a minute, we're shooting. We've always been shooting for this fifth dimension, this speeding up of our molecular vibrational rate so that we are in harmony with all that is, that we remember our connection. But what happened to the fourth dimension? And that was all of the connection with the animal communication, which has been going on for, you know, I started in the 70s recognizing this importance of communing, commuting, connecting with our animal friends and seeing them. And now we are, I believe, for this COVID-19 has brought us so many challenges, so many. And for that, I have to stay in this state of just sending love and deep prayers to all those who are really suffering. And at the same time, to celebrate and to recognize it has been our opportunity to go inside and to connect with all that is in every cell in our body. And the fact that we have been able to recognize through our sharing that, wow, when we have fear or when we have pain, we can activate, connect with this remarkable, like, divine source that is orchestrates this body that carries our soul. And we had one of the things that we have to do, as we've talked about, is protect ourselves against the fear that is out there. And that has been from, you know, I learned this form of protection that we've shared, this basic concept that I am encapsulated in a bubble of light. Only light can be in my bubble, and only light can enter my bubble. Thing about that is that's coming from a place of fear. And as I shared with you, there's another opportunity here. And that is something that I learned at a soul retrieval workshop in Australia, where I spent 3 days first with friends just retrieving it was practicing retrieving other souls, but it was really about retrieving our own soul and accepting coming into this body and recognizing that when we connect with the reality that we are one with all that is, that is heaven on earth. And at that workshop, I learned from these amazing people who were leading it that you could put up a mirror around you. And we've shared this with some of you. You can put up this mirror so that when you're in a situation where you don't feel very safe, or where you're giving a presentation and you don't know that, you know, people are wanting to just not with you, that you can simply have this magical mirror that when a person looks at you, they can only get the reflection back of their higher selves, of their divine self. And the ego is separated. They can't see that. They can't see you. They can only experience, bounce that back to them. Now, Sandy had a really beautiful experience that she is going to share with you. And it's another level of this that is really another opportunity for us to recognize shifting this molecular vibrational rate, shifting to this fifth dimension where we remember our connection, like we're doing with a decoding. So Sandy, I really look forward to you sharing your experience.
So to I want to walk you through something. And so I often put things on paper to help my mind stay focused with what it is that I am doing. And so for this, we're going to take what Linda has already led us through. And to start, just write like a simple oval and write either your name or me or I am or something representing you, stating something about you on your paper. You can make it a beautiful color, whatever, just a very simple thing. And I'll give you a minute to do that. And imagine that your, what Linda's calling your bubble, this bubble, imagine that or feel with your hands now what you just drew, this oval energy that goes out arm's length, and feel that as light, 360 degrees around you. I like to trace it with my hands. I'm very kinesthetic, and this movement helps you just get that sense in space where you are in this space all around you, and it goes all the way down and underneath your feet. And so Linda was talking about this mirror. And so I had done that and I loved that, but it was a reflection of people, you know, for people coming in. So you can take that little drawing that you did, and just to get that sense of a mirror, write like an arrow, like people are coming and they're reflecting their higher self, just to give you that visual and to help that bring this sense to you in another way. Now imagine that this bubble is that mirror. And as you're bringing your hands around, if you feel any places that might not be as strong, like I found this whole swatch of an area when I was doing this and really sitting with it, that was like dented and like very, you know, not very clear, not very strong. And so I was just asking my light, my soul, myself, just to let that strengthen, and helping that with my hands. And I've done that many, many, many times to keep that strengthening, because that's an old, old habit. And just feel around, all around you, so that that mirror is in place. But what I wanted then was like, I want the same mirror. You know, like mirrors are usually like a backside and there's not a reflection on that backside. I wanted that mirror for myself. I wanted to look out and I wanted to see my higher self. So I wanted to give myself more of a visual and a sense with that. So I asked to add that mirror on the inside, and that feels really good. So feel that everywhere, no matter, all around you, 365 degrees, every direction. And just feel, it's another way of experiencing that cellular, that light within your cells, and letting that be expanded so that as you look out, that reflection of that light, that sunlight, that beautiful piece that Linda got from Australia, that sunlight, that beautiful, is reflecting back. And just notice what that feels like. It's like being, I just got this image, it's like being within one big cell that is you. And you are part of that center connected with source, and that is lighting from within you and expanded all the way out every direction and reflecting back to yourself. There was another piece that I got that Linda talks about, and I've done this variations of this, is feeling that light as a column of light coming in right through the top of my head, all the way from far reaches of the universe, or even just where you incarnate a few feet above your head into this beautiful column of light, into down through your physical body and all the way down into the earth, into that core of the earth. And you can feel that, find that. It's already here. You're just connecting and bringing your attention to it. And what I started doing, I my curiosity was like, well, I always saw it as like literally like streams of light and energy. And I started wondering what it would feel like to do T-touches, a 1 1/4 spiral in that column of light. And so just try that out right now, above you, and imagining and feeling what that feels like within this column of light coming down through you when you add this 1 1/4 spiral. And it, as I came down, it felt like the spiral just opened more and more, like all of these 1 1/4 circles just created this beautiful spiral of energy all the way down into the earth. Whoo! And then Linda has also talked about feeling that spiral, 1 1/4 circle in your cells, and letting that spin go clockwise. And when I do this spiral, 1 1/4 circles turning into a spiral through this column of light within me, all the way down through me, my cells go, woo! It's like they catch that. It's like that light is reflected through that intention. Instead of spinning each of my cells, which for me, honestly, has always been harder. And it's, but that reflection from that intent from this column of light, that my cells really love that. So it's like, find what works for you in different ways and see what this feels like. I know my whole system gets energized, and this sense of protection, you know, about the bubble, what happens, what I see, you know, from all these decades of work with energy and the energy field, is when our light is stronger, our energy field strengthens, and that creates a filter for different types of energies to be able to come through or not come through. And that strengthening creates a type of protection, not because I am pushing you away, but because this light gets reflected and we get to connect through that light, and it feels different, and it can, it's like becomes a little bit, it other things get reflected and deflected off without you trying to make that happen, and without creating this sense of a boundary in a way that creates separation between you and I. It allows you to stay in relationship with yourself and relationship with the other in a very different way.
And it's the difference between being in the third dimension, where fear is a primary factor, and actually raising our vibrational rate so that light it can be seen within us. And in this way, we attract others who are experiencing that light. And that is reflected around the planet. And I believe that that is what is happening as we awaken, as we go to this decoding cellular wisdom within us, that we change in a very different way. And we attract to us what it is that we need, that we're meant to be doing, this concept of heaven on earth, recognizing that. And it is heaven on earth when we come to that place. And Sandy, you had an idea to guide us with this.
In addition to what I just did?
With the journaling.
Oh, right. Sorry. yes. So add to that drawing of that simple oval and light reflecting out, light reflecting in, whatever you feel or see about that column of light or that spiral. And if something didn't work for you right away, just, you know, what I have found interesting, like when I first listened to Linda about light in the cells, I was like, I don't know what she's talking about. What is she talking about? And when I say something that way, I stay closed to it. When I ask from a question, like, how does she find that? What is she doing? In what way that is helping her find that connection somehow? That opens me. And that's how I find all these different things that I bring forward. It's like, I start questioning, what is it? So don't let yourself get stopped by, I can't feel this right now. Let yourself ask some questions like, what is that? What could that feel like? What might that feel like if I had this spiral? That's a good question. That's a great opening question, because it allows your system to start imagining what that could be like. Or maybe it's a spiral, and this is another one that I do, that's even larger, that encompasses, that feels really, really good. It like sweeps out your whole energy field. And just do some simple doodle drawing with some colors to just bring that out onto the paper, which helps your brain metabolize this differently and connect with it differently.
And Sandy, what we agreed to do today, which is a little different from how we've done this before, is that we are going to interact in this way, rather than we spend hours planning, just getting a sense of what it is we want to do. And what we talked about is what brought me to these were experiences that I believe it's time to share with you. And one of the experiences that's a very really has affected my life was one of the past life regressions that I did in the 80s. And I've done many of them. And I saw myself, it was a fascinating thing. I in the beginning, I couldn't feel my body because I didn't have any extremities, any arms or legs. And then I realized I was in the body of a dolphin, and I was with the Oracle of Delphi. I was a dolphin there. And then the next thing that I saw was I was in this 99 little dhows, these little boats on the Nile River, going up the river and I was in a sarcophagus, and I was put in one of the pyramids, and I've actually sat in one of those in real time in the 90s when I got the Pillar of Light. And then I was in this pyramid, and then I left my body and I went out into the universe to what is called the Council of 72. I mean, what I saw. And maybe some of you have connected with this, because over the years I found a few other people who had this thing, this Council of 72. And we were sitting around this huge oval table, and at the end, I couldn't even see, came the request for free will, because this was a council gathered who are totally giving our will to the will of Source. That's our reason for being. But this voice came asking for free will. And the angelic beings or the forms that were there said that they would take that request to Source. And they came back with an answer that on the planet Earth, free will would be given. And that the beings who came into the human body would forget that they were one with all it is. And that was their potential, this possibility of experiencing that during our lifetimes, of finding, remembering who we are. And the request had come from Lucifer, who is our cousin. We have to recognize we're all part of this. We all have all of this in us. And so in order to give us a clue, I saw these like these silver cords that were all over the planet. And all you had to do is like kind of take this cord and put it in your crown chakra and connect in, and then feel the breath of the earth, and you could get this memory, this connection. So that was pretty interesting. And then in 1990, I attended the Prayers for Peace in the Middle East, Women's Prayers for Peace in the Middle East in Jerusalem. And the only man who was there gave us this Pillar of Light meditation. And for those of you who've been in my classes, this is something we do. And what Sandy was talking about, this Pillar of Light, connecting with that Pillar of Light. And it's really funny, because until this moment, I really have never thought about that connection of these like cords. But in that Pillar of Light now, in this time of quantum understanding, you know, it's all the information that we need. And it's just open to remembering the light, remembering the light in us. And what Sandy brought in, this is so incredible to bring that spiral feeling, because it's totally different than all these years that I've just been holding the Pillar of Light. So I just wanted to give you this little bits of information, because it may awaken in some of you a memory that perhaps is conscious and perhaps is a new possibility for you. So we take these, and Sandy?
Yeah, so I think the next piece will be after the forest and the tree ceremony.
Ah, okay. So,
but just to make note, you know, having jotted down different aspects about what these pieces that we've been leading you through.
So let's do that. Right. We were going to do that then. Just take.
Yes. I thought people were doing it interspersed with mine, but definitely take some time. Like I started writing symbols as I was, and doing colors with the spiral, and I started seeing the infinity symbol on the outside, and the sense of others being outside of this bubble. And you feel, you know, what are some simple shapes and lines and colors that represent your experience, so that you have that on paper, so that you can see it. It's reflected on the paper for yourself. And sometimes when you start drawing that or doodling, other things start to come forward that you might not have been paying as attention to when you were just feeling or sensing or envisioning. So let yourself have some space for that.
So, Sandy, I'm going to say that we take our 10-minute break, as we agreed. It's 10 before the hour, and we'll come back on the hour.
Okay.